Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On July 8th, the International Monetary Fund's Independent Evaluation Office issued a devastating report on how the organization handled recent financial crises in Europe. Since the general media didn't cover this, that leaves it up to me to tell you. Among key findings and lessons, the report states, quote, "The IMF's pre-crisis surveillance did not foresee the magnitude of the risk that would later become paramount. It missed the buildup of banking system risk in some countries. In general, the IMF shared a widely held Europe is different mindset that encouraged the view that large imbalances in national current accounts were little cause for concern and that sudden stops could not happen within the euro area," unquote. Under its analysis of the IMF's decision-making, the report reads, quote, "The modification process departed from the IMF's usual deliberative process whereby decisions of such import receive careful review," unquote. The report makes five recommendations for IMF future operations. It urges procedures to minimize political intervention when doing technical analysis, to strengthen adherence to agreed policies, to clarify guidelines on how program design applies to European Union member nations, to establish a policy for IMF cooperation with regional financing arrangements such as with the European Central Bank, and to commit to accountability, transparency, and independent evaluation of the IMF's activities. For Greece, the report notes that the IMF's 2010 standby agreement failed to restore market confidence, achieve debt sustainability, restore competitiveness, or carry out structural reforms. As a result, the recession was deeper than expected and unemployment tripled. In Ireland, the balance sheets of the government, banks, and businesses deteriorated more than expected, resulting in weaker domestic demand and higher unemployment. To manage future failures of major banks, this report urges that the bank's account holders and unsecured creditors have their assets seized before any government bailout is offered. I expect that the U.S. government will comply with the IMF directive that failing banks seize their account holder balances. Is your bank account safe? That's it for today. Tune in again next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.